The FAFSA is the Free Application for Federal Student Aid. You just got to do the FAFSA. There's no way around it. This is the key that opens the door to all of your financial aid, everything. What it does is it looks at your parents' income from the previous years and it decides how much you qualify for in federal aid. It's just an online form where you plug in the previous year's tax return numbers. So you get your tax returns in January for 2012. The FAFSA for the following fall of 2013 must be filled out in order to make available grants, scholarships, and loans. It is the door that opens up financial aid. The deadline is March 1st, but you want to do it as soon as possible because state monies, federal monies are, you know, they're limited. And it's all going to be based on what the government thinks your folks can afford. So you've got to encourage mom and dad to file their income taxes early so that they have their numbers as soon as possible after the first of the year. Then what you do is you either go to the website on the FAFSA or you go to MCC. They will help you through it. Or you come to the night meeting that the school puts on that helps you with the FAFSA. And then what you do is you fill this out. The federal government then determines what you can afford. And then that will be sent to the institutions that you're going to. The institutions will set up their financial packages based on your FAFSA numbers. Now, there's nothing to be afraid of with the FAFSA, but we do have parents at Oak Ridge that have been nervous about the FAFSA and have refused to file a FAFSA form. If you don't file a FAFSA form, you can't get anything. You can't get Pell Grants. You can't get loans. You can't even get Muskegon Community Foundation scholarships. You're stuck. So your parents need to do this. If you're having trouble with your folks filing a FAFSA form for whatever reason, talk to us at the school and help us encourage them to fill it out. I think if they realize the significance of it, they'll do it. And then you're going to be okay. But it needs to be done. It needs to be done as soon as possible. And it needs to be done annually. Each year you have to refile the FAFSA in order to qualify for any kind of aid or scholarships that aren't even federally based. So it's the key. You have to do the FAFSA. One other thing of note with the FAFSA. If your parents are divorced and there is a big income difference in what they made for the year on their taxes, you want to be a dependent on the lower income if there's a great difference, because what will happen then is your entire needs base will go to the college according to the income level of the individual parent who you are filed with as a dependent on their tax return. So it can be a huge difference in college aid if your parents make a huge amount of money difference on their taxes. So check with your parents. Try to get listed as a dependent on the parent with the lower income level.